This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Even after 2 years of close to constant campaigning, there's probably still at least a couple of days worth of talking yet to do about this election. It'll be the office water cooler conversation tomorrow for sure, which can be perilous because politics is often one of those subjects best not talked about at work. But how do you not talk about the presidential election, right? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has today's etiquette in the workplace story.
Talking politics at work, yay or nay? Voters were divided at one Los Angeles polling site.
I think it's kind of taboo. Most people kind of just keep it to themselves.
We've made a few jokes as Election Day has approached because we're split.
The owners of my company are definitely Obama supporters in the office. I hear a lot of that.
There are workers in every office who want to talk politics and want everyone to know their political views. Like Daniel Nari. He says his coworkers tend to be tolerant.
Open, listening. Sometimes it's, you know, a quiet just kind of nod. There's a visual note that they don't want to particularly engage in that conversation, and I respect that.
Talking politics in the workplace is tricky, especially this year, says management consultant Susan Heathfield.
I've heard everything from coworkers yelling at each other to people not speaking to each other to, you know, rifts in relationships.
Which makes it all the more important not to gloat tomorrow if your candidate wins, she says. In general, Heathfield recommends avoiding political talk at the office. But that's not how many of us feel, according to a new survey from job site CareerBuilder. It found 44% of workers felt comfortable expressing political views at the office. 42% didn't. Rosemary Hafner heads human resources at CareerBuilder.
We found that workers are discussing politics, discussing this presidential election, and discussing their positions. And they're doing that rather actively.
Workplace etiquette expert Cindy Seed says there is a right way to talk politics with your colleagues.
Use what I call the sandwich technique. Maybe start out with a phrase such as, well, I'm sure you have your own opinions.
Seed says people should also be aware of what they say on social media. Voter Steve Lichtman says he tries to remember that.
Especially nowadays with Twitter and Facebook, it's pretty easy to declare your allegiances, and I try and keep it under control, but it's hard sometimes.
Twitter and Facebook are kind of the new water coolers. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.